Welcome to SciSci Research. SciSci Research recently released its first original research report, a white paper on the Hensel CPU, which gives a sketch of a novel computing architecture designed with the aspiration of performing exact computing at the hardware level as an alternative to floating point. In what follows, I'll provide some technological and mathematical background information on SciSci's decision to design the Hensel CPU. In particular, I'll discuss trends in the development of exact arithmetic in software by number theorists, and SciSci's views on the opportunity at hand to apply the mathematics of exact arithmetic to the architectural level in order to realize exact arithmetic for hardware, as well as the value proposition that I see for accelerated computing. The following will include commentary given from an entrepreneurial perspective on the value proposition, the risk profile, the why now question, and a mathematical perspective. So for instance, it's called the Hensel CPU because it is designed to perform arithmetic in the field of so-called two-adic numbers, and is named after Kurt Hensel, who developed p-adic numbers in the 19th century. Let's begin. Practically all computing done today is done in floating point. Floating point numbers are rational numbers that approximate real numbers with finite precision. It's ubiquitously acknowledged that floating point arithmetic, being approximate, poses precision risks, such as rounding errors and non-unique representations of numbers. So for instance, if one has, say, 8 decimal places available, there is no difference between, say, 1 divided by 3 and 33,333,333 divided by 100 million. They have the same representation. Nevertheless, from the point of view of contemporary number theory, we know that although the real numbers give an algebraic closure of the rationals, there exists one other kind of field that also does this, the so-called p-adic fields, which have very nice properties. So computer scientists have been making great strides, at least on the algorithm and software side, towards exact arithmetic using p-adic numbers. So for instance, in 2021, a package for exact p-adic arithmetic in Magma, the Magma software, was developed by Christopher Doris, who I believe is now at the Alan Turing Institute. So, on the one hand, those familiar with p-adic numbers and their serviceable properties have been making advances in software. P-adic numbers indeed possess rather nice properties. For instance, each p-adic number is given exactly by a unique p-adic expansion, with a unique Cauchy sequence that converges with respect to the p-adic norm. Whereas Cauchy sequences for real numbers are only given up to equivalence classes. The reals are literally a field of equivalence classes of Cauchy sequences constructed from rationals. And then floating point gives truncated versions of those in decimal representation up to finite precision. On the other hand, p-adic fields are fields of unique sequences, so they also admit unique finite encodings. This advantage has made possible, for instance, the exact arithmetic package for Magma. Still, from an industrial perspective, one sees limitations in this trend. First of all, although exact arithmetic in, say, Magma is useful for working mathematicians, it requires that the user understand p-adic arithmetic. That is to say, the software is designed for professional mathematicians who understand p-adic arithmetic and who want to do it exactly. So the benefits are rather restricted. Restricted to number theorists. On the other hand, SciSci Research sees a potentially enormous impact opportunity in taking this same approach, that is, exact arithmetic in p-adic fields, and realizing it at the hardware level, because that's where floating point hurts the most. From an industrial viewpoint, we're in the midst of what's being called the accelerated computing revolution. Accelerated computing, as an ideal, should enable, for instance, high-accuracy scientific computing with high-performance computing capabilities at a low cost. One reason why I have a soft spot for NVIDIA is that they very much embrace scientific computing as a frontier in accelerated computing, and they celebrate instances in which high-performance computing is leveraged to obtain high-accuracy models in science. Still, NVIDIA publishes white papers on floating point issues. So, last year, they published a report on floating point, the IEEE 754 floating point standard, and CUDA. It begins, quote, "A number of issues related to floating point accuracy and compliance are a frequent source of confusion on both CPUs and GPUs," end quote. They continue, quote, "Virtually all mainstream computing systems have implemented the IEEE 754 standard, including NVIDIA, with the CUDA architecture. IEEE 754 standardizes how arithmetic results should be approximated in floating point. Whenever working with inexact results, programming decisions can affect accuracy," end quote. One can find similar documentation made available by companies such as ARM and so on. So, for instance, I'm looking at an ARM user guide right now. It says, quote, "To obtain the best trade-off between performance, cost, and flexibility, you have to make sensible choices in your selection of floating point options," end quote. Suffice it to say, if we define accelerated computing as the leveraging of high-performance computing to enable high-accuracy computing outcomes at a low cost, then, quote-unquote, trade-offs, to use ARM's language, between accuracy, performance, and cost, constitute a key bottleneck on the full realization of the accelerated computing value proposition. Resolving this bottleneck requires more than software packages in Magma that do exact p-adic arithmetic. One must descend to the machine level. With regard to the why now question, the answer is twofold. First, on the feasibility side, the p-adic arithmetic realized in software such as Sage and Magma has been a crucial resource as I've developed the Hensel CPU architecture, inasmuch as I can readily look up two attic expansions of numbers and then proceed to design the architecture for storing and operating on those numbers at the machine level. Second, on the value proposition side, with the full value of accelerated computing constrained by floating point, we're reaching an industrial stage where one can see the trade-offs imposed by floating point at scale, at the expense of high-accuracy, high-performance, low-cost computing. We need exact accelerated computing. Here, I should take a moment to clarify what I mean by exact. So, any computer is computationally bounded, and closed number fields such as the reals or the p-adic fields are uncountable. So one cannot promise anything close to general computability over these fields. So the criterion of exactness of interest to sci-fi research shouldn't be mistaken for the promise of general computability. Rather, the criterion for the Hensel CPU of a given bit width is that for all operands and instructions that can be encoded within this bit width, the representations are unique and exact. So for instance, 1 over 3 is 1 over 3. Its encoding doesn't collide with any other encoding. Furthermore, with high performance computing and supercomputing prospects also in mind, the goal is to expand this criterion of exactness to the largest collection of operands and instructions possible, for instance, with a wide bit width. SciSci Research has given a sketch of the Hensel CPU architecture, designed to perform exact two-adic arithmetic. Why is our prime number of choice 2? Why two-adic arithmetic? So, all two-adic numbers admit unique two-adic expansions, whose coefficients are either 0 or 1, so they can be encoded in bits. If you can encode two-adic numbers exactly and uniquely as bit strings, then the architecture can support machine code that's still written in bits, and so one can still use contemporary MOSFET technology. unlike, at least as I understand it, quantum computing, where one uses qubits and must develop, for instance, novel transistors to compute with qubits, two-adic arithmetic can be executed with standard semiconductor technology. That insight, for me, significantly de-risked the prospect of a p-adic-based architecture for exact accelerated computing. Just use two-adic numbers. In order to develop the sketch of the architecture design, it was necessary to develop some quote-unquote standards for parsimoniously encoding two-adic operands and instructions. Tongue-in-cheek, I've given these quote-unquote standards the names FC1-2025 and FC2-2025, where FC stands for Future Computing, which is the accelerated computing group inside SciSci Research. Of course, for now, there's a light element of jest in the naming, since future computing is just me. For now, it's a group with one element. But the intent is for future computing to grow and spin off as its own company. So the FC1-2025 standard gives an efficient way to store two-adic numbers in bits, and the FC2-2025 standard gives an efficient encoding for instructions for modifying, that is, performing arithmetic on FC1-2025 encoded operands. In hindsight, I could have simply written a white paper that just introduced these two standards and then sought to see to what extent current architectures could support them. However, from a mathematical perspective, I look at the two-adic numbers as more than just a field of numbers with the desirable uniqueness and exactness properties. They have many intriguing properties. For instance, two-adic distance is entirely different from what one finds in the case of the real numbers. In the case of the reals, one gets a number line, whereas p-adic distance is non-Archimedean and gives a highly nested structure. So, for instance, if one looks at three-adic distances, one might comment that the structure resembles something like a Sierpinski gasket, which, needless to say, is radically different from a number line. It occurred to me that if one designed, for instance, the processor of the CPU in a manner such that its components are arranged in a nested fashion, in a nested structure, one, if done correctly, this could make quite efficient use of space, and perhaps lend the Hensel CPU to scalability towards supercomputing, that is, by increasing the nest depth. And two, by catering to the nested structure of two-adic distance, one could perform computations that are not only exact, but parallelizable and efficient. So, in the name of accelerated computing, the SciSci Research Report has endeavored to really explore the design space for exact accelerated computing with a two-adic architecture. The architecture should leverage two-adic arithmetic for exactness, but should also leverage all other serviceable properties of two-adic numbers that present prospective advantages for accelerated computing and supercomputing. The extent to which all of the novel prospects discussed in the report are ultimately applied in the final product remains to be determined, and some may be trimmed away to make the architecture less exotic. But I saw this first white paper, roadmap-wise, as the first and perhaps last opportunity for wider consideration of the possible design space for two-adic architectures. Writing the report gave me heightened confidence in the feasibility of the Hensel CPU, for it includes a fair number of actual computations in FC1-2025 and FC2-2025 standards using the architectural schematic outlined in the report. However, at the moment, one can only see this in the form of figures and tables, as well as the mathematical notation given in the report. So the next natural step is to publicly demonstrate the generality of these computations with a virtual machine demo of the Hensel CPU. So now I'm preparing a virtual machine that will perform addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication on all operands up to a specified bit width. The bit width will be quite modest, but it should be clear that the setup scales to higher bit widths. From there, the key challenge is physical prototyping. This challenge is, for me, non-trivial because it will require some capital. My plan, after the virtual machine demo is complete, is to begin speaking with industry partners about their potential interest in exact accelerated computing. If there is interest, then I will present that information, plus the demo and white paper, to funders, build a team, and make the prototype. If that stage is successful, then I would be of the view that future computing is ready to incorporate, do a seed round, and scale up as a company. If you have any questions or would like to express interest of any kind in this project, please contact SciSci Research. You can visit sci-sci.org and click the Contact Us button on the upper right-hand corner of the home screen, which will direct you to our contact form. Thank you for your time. Thank you.